your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
greenbacks tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Here we go. We're broadcasting live twice daily at 10 and 3 from high atop the Ozark Mountains, Missouri. Studio A. It's a link to all your instructors on the website, usaprepares.com. So if you need to refresh your memory or revisit something you heard on the broadcast, just click on usaprepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is producing the broadcast in Minnesota. And we have a full lineup this week. Frank Underhill's with us this morning. Milo Carter, Joel Skousen, Stan Deo, and then Tuesday and Friday. Dr. Norman Shealy's Wednesday and Thursday. Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America, is coming on board. And Julia Shopek and David Christopher. So that's the lineup for this week. And today we're going to be talking about survival economics. What's happening in the marketplace, gold and silver. And Frank Underhill's with me. He's the president and CEO of Underhill Securities Corporation. And if you'd like a free copy of Frank's newsletter from Underhill Securities, just send us an email. Send it to Vincent, V-I-N-C-E-N-T, at usaprepares.com. Vincent at usaprepares.com. Welcome, Frank.
Good morning, Vincent. Thank you for having me.
Hey, Frank. A lot of our class knows, but I just want to say it one more time so that it's really clear. You and Bob Chapman were very, very close. And
yes, we were.
Bob Chapman would call you many times a day. Isn't that right?
Yes, he would. And I miss hearing that steadfast voice of his and, talking about, events that we follow. And it's a big void in my life right now. Big void. It was very interesting to have dialogue with a gentleman like that. And I like being tested, and I like suggesting things to Bob, and Bob, reciprocating. And we lost a great mind, definitely, definitely.
Yeah, we really did. And I too miss his calls and his broadcasts with me. He was on every Tuesday and Wednesday. Frank, it looks like George Soros is in the market. You want to talk about what he's doing now?
Well, right now, he apparently is very negative on the euro, and he's very bullish on gold. He thinks if Germany resists any attempt to circumvent the fall, he thinks it'll be peril for all of them. And my bet is that he probably sees gold as the only asset to be vested in. And, of course, there's no telling what this man does. He hedges every day. He buys and sells, positions in these things in and out, quickly. But I think that he obviously has the research team, and he obviously has the infrastructure to follow this. And but he's very, very bullish on metal right now. And as you see today, the gold is up like $7, and it's going to be interesting to see what transpires. But I was pretty surprised to see that.
Yeah, so what you're saying is George Soros is bullish on gold, and is he bullish on silver too?
He doesn't talk much about silver, but I think because silver is more of a strategic metal as opposed to a dollar class asset. And I think that he basically is quite mute on silver. I'm surprised. But however, you see gold today moving higher, but you don't see silver, you know, pretty well sideways right now.
So are you saying that based on this information from George Soros' camp that gold is a good play right now? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I believe so. Yeah, if he's talking about it, absolutely.
Yeah, because sometimes there's negative information and misinformation and disinformation. And I was just wondering your take on that. So you think this is straight information?
I think it's straight information. And, you know, he has been a gold advocate for decades. And, you know, sometimes he's negative on gold. But for him to link it directly to the euro and say if they don't get their act together, it'll be dire.
Frank, for clarity purposes, what is your position on gold? Are you personally bullish or bearish?
I'm bullish on gold because it's clearly an asset class, and I'd rather take a physical tangible over paper any day myself. And I think gold is a monetary currency, and you know, first the euro, tomorrow the dollar. Who knows what it's going to be the day after? But gold is here, and whether gold is $400 an ounce or whether gold is at $1,600, $1,700 an ounce, I still don't see any clear asset to be investing in right now.
Other than gold, you mean?
Other than gold, if you're a real total speculator, take a look at silver. But right now, gold has outpaced silver.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I just want to make sure that this is very clear for our class, that you are bullish in gold. George Soros is bullish on gold. And you think that there's safety there. Is that right?
I think there's a degree of safety, yes. You know, and who knows what the Fed moves are going to be through monetary policy. But I say, as the course, yes. And if it was all doom and gloom, why isn't gold down to $1,000 an ounce right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why is it holding up here? And and I think the people try to sell this metal, and I think they get nipped in the end.
So are you talking about weak hands and precious metals? And so people that panic when there are dips and sell?
Yeah, there's a lot of that. And that's why I advocate a buy and hold strategy, because, you know, if you're just speculating, you know, Vincent, like, let's face it, day traders always take the biggest losses because they're in and out, in and out. If people invest in a segment that they're comfortable with, that they understand, and they just accumulate. I think that's how you make money.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the same strategy that Bob Chapman recommended. He recommended buy and hold on precious metals until you absolutely need to sell, and protect your wealth. It's private. You know, it can be done very privately. And but you know what, Frank? So often I hear people say, "But where am I going to put it? Where am I going to put gold?" I don't think they have any idea what we're talking about. They have their jewelry someplace. They have their credit card someplace. How hard is it to store something that's about the size, a little bit larger than about the size of a half dollar? How hard is it to store that? I mean, really?
Well, it's easy to store if nobody knows you have it.
Right, right. Yeah, I agree.
And people who own metal and gold, I think they have a tendency to want to broadcast they own it. And I think you need to conduct your holdings the way the central banks do, where they don't disclose what they have. You know, just like Ron Paul pushing for an audit of Fort Knox. You know, so, you know, last time it was done was in the 1980s when Reagan was around. There hasn't been one since. So who knows how much gold is in the Fort Knox? And I think that's how people have to address owning their own physical metal, by just simply not broadcasting it. Bob would always talk about how much he owns, but of course no one, you know, his location was never transparent. But you know, not talking about it and just quietly accumulating is the best safe. You know, I don't like people, you know, or, you know, putting their money in their gold and metals in vaults and offshore and having somebody else hold it. Like just here in town, there was a safe deposit box place that got broken into. And people's metals and valuables were missing, so it's hard to say. You just don't broadcast. That's the best advice I can give.
Yeah, Bob Chapman would say, just get a safe. You know, get a gun safe. Weighs several hundred pounds. You can bolt it to the floor from the inside, and you can
and a revolver, a 38 caliber or 357 revolver, because it's ambidextrous. It can take 357 rounds or 38 special rounds. He advocated that as a backup, but again, there wouldn't be a need for it if no one knew you had it.
Right. You know, there's a family farm that my wife's family had many, many years ago, and I was on the East Coast, and they had sold the farm, and on the second floor, there was a very, very heavy safe, a small safe. It may be the size of a two-drawer filing cabinet, and it was bolted to the floor. It was literally bolted to the floor. First of all, no one could figure out how they got it up the stairs. It was so heavy. And it was bolted to the floor. So what I'm saying is, here's a case where you have people in the very early 1900s, that maybe the late 1800s, that were so concerned about their valuables that they kept them at their home on the second floor in a safe. So why wouldn't we do that today? Why would we not keep whatever we hold valuable, our papers, whatever, under our own control rather than in a safety deposit box at a bank or some other safety deposit box?
Well, as prudent home management, they knew that during the Depression. Today we're in another cycle of depression, and it just makes the same sense today. And I think what you just hit on too, you got to keep your personal papers, you know, safe from fire and theft. Regardless, that's another asset. If someone got their hands on that, they can wreak havoc on your life.
Yeah.
You know, and actually, no one talks about protecting their personal papers, do they?
No, they don't. Nope. Frank Underhill's with me. Frank Underhill is the CEO of Underhill Securities. We're going to be talking about survival economics when we come back. I've got some questions about oil and gasoline prices falling. We'll be right back. I'm Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 25th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,569.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,609.15, $804.58 for a half ounce, or $402.29 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,609.15, $804.58, and $402.29.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier, helps with weight loss, and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad-spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad-spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Frank Underhill is with me, and Frank Underhill is the president of Underhill Securities Corporation. And he has a very interesting take on the markets and what's happening, and specializing in mining stocks. We're talking about survival economics today. And, Frank, gasoline prices are down. Oil prices are down. Diesel prices are down. I have a feeling that it has a lot to do with the election, but there's some other reasons. And here's what I see in the Springfield, Missouri community. I see there's no traffic jams anywhere. No traffic jams anywhere. And, you know, for a while back around 2005, we were working on building roads and expanding and, you know, working on infrastructure, highway infrastructure. And all that seems to have stopped. Doesn't seem to be any need to expand any roads anymore because there's no traffic anywhere. And I have a feeling that has to do with the economy. I have a feeling it has to do with the lack of commerce. What's your take? You're out there in Nevada, close to California. What's happening out that way?
Well, I can just say if it wasn't for California, the state would be dead in the water. What you're seeing is a depression where you do see lack of traffic. You do see lack of productivity, and that's hence why you see the economy with the unemployment numbers. Let's face it, Vincent, nothing is made here anymore. And you talk about the high gasoline prices. Wasn't like a month ago Romney and Obama were talking about $4 a gallon gasoline and no energy policy. This just goes to show you that energy cannot be regulated, and there shouldn't be really. I'm against any policy, because when you have policy, you have regulations. When you have regulations, you're taking away freedoms. And here you see energy being regulated by the marketplace. And that is the best regulator of all, is what people are willing to pay and how much it costs to produce. Mm-hmm. And when you see low energy prices, now they all sound like a bunch of idiots talking about the, quote, proverbial $4 gasoline and no policy in place and drill, baby, drill. I'm one who believes that energy is here, and it's in all sorts of forms. Every day on even television, you see the natural gas industry advertising. You see the oil companies advertising. You see the coal lobby advertise. And there's just like so many solar energy is another one. You know, there's so many sources of energy. When you have a slow economy with a big glut of energy, well, what do you expect? Of course, prices are going to come down. And you see the absence of a short winter. Natural gas prices are at very, very low levels. And you're seeing gas prices down because people aren't heating their homes as much. I think even just that seasons are shorter due to global warming and, you know, the environment we're in. You're seeing gasoline prices, dropping like a hot potato, actually. Here, I was surprised to see last week it was $3.90 a gallon. Now it's $3.50 a gallon. And,
Frank. You're absolutely right. And what I'm seeing is there was a time several years ago when you pull into a gasoline station and there'd be a car ahead of you and you'd have to wait for that car to finish up and then move on so you could pull up to the pump. Now you have your choice of pumps. There's hardly, any cars getting gasoline. Maybe half the volume I see of people buying gasoline as before. I'm not kidding. And that's in the Springfield area, but maybe it's different other places. But.
No, it's the same here. I go down to the Smiths and fill up, and it used to be multiple pumps. There would be cars lined up like they were, when gas was high, and they were giving away the gasoline. You would think there was a crisis, and no, yeah, like you see, I go to the. I do my exercises in the morning on Sunday, and I fill up, and it's hardly a sight to be seen.
Yeah, yep. And also, I like your take on this. We're going to talk about cows when we come back. I'm going to talk about what the market seems to be doing in my neck of the woods. I'm going to talk to Frank and ask him what his take on this is. I'm Vin Finelli, Frank Underhill, Underhill Securities Corporation. This is USAPairs.com. We're talking about survival economics. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dried guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This can be slide in.
What are today's hot?
Flash
day.
God, you're
take my
when you got
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
We're talking about survival economics with Frank Underhill. And if you'd like a free copy of the newsletter from Underhill Securities, you can send me an email, vincent@usaprepares.com, V-I-N-C-E-N-T at U-S-A-P-R-E-P-A-R-E-S www.frankunderhill.com, and I'll forward that right on to Frank Underhill. There's no charge. No salesman's going to call unless you want that to happen. You can request that, but just send us an email at Vincent at USAPrepares.com. Frank, I want to talk about cows for a second and get your take on this. As you know, I'm a farmer, and I raise black Angus cows. And we have a serious drought here. There used to be a creek that ran through our farm for about, I would say it was at least a half a mile long, maybe even longer. And it's dry. It's just bedrock now. There's nothing there. There's no water. And we have ponds that we use to water our cattle, and some of them are dry. And there's a low water bridge, which is like a concrete slab that runs across our dirt road in front of our farm. And water was always running across that. So think of it like a stream running across the road. And to make it so it doesn't get muddy, they put a concrete pad there. That's called a low water bridge here in Missouri. And there are thousands and thousands of these kinds of bridges in Missouri. And that's dry. There's no water running across that, and there hasn't been for quite a while. And our grass that we use to bale for hay is so dry, it's crunchy when you walk on it. There's no grass there. It's just crunchy. It's all dried out. Now, farmers are in a panic because they know they don't have enough hay or grass to feed their cows through the summer. So they're buying hay, and hay is in a very short supply. So what they're doing is they're selling cows right now. And that's going to affect the replacement cows later. What do you see happening in as you apply economics to that?
Well, a drought is definitely not good. And like you said about farmers selling off their livestock and probably at rock bottom prices, I'm an agriculture fan myself. I follow agriculture equities and I see them just waning, and I think there's just a world of suffering, especially for farming. A lot of it's family business, and between being squeezed between the corporate agriculture entities and Mother Nature, it's very difficult for the American farmer to make a living. But selling livestock at rock bottom prices. Selling feed at rock bottom prices, cultivate it and get it to market, just so the crop just doesn't get worse. It's just devastating, and I think that's why I love the beef industry. I think the cattle industry is the backbone of our food supply. Really, you go to the supermarket, people rely on it for its nutritional values, wholesomeness, and goodness. And nothing keeps a family together than having a pot roast a chuck in the pot roast, slow cooking, or barbecue steaks. I don't like seeing it. I see it in the grocery stores here. You see like good cuts of meat at the Albertson going for like $5.99 a pound. And I'm not talking about, top round or bottom or sirloin butt. I'm talking about like T-bones, rib steak, and you're seeing it there, and it's not good. That's where you have deflation in agriculture is not good either. Very bad.
So you're seeing that right now, Frank?
Yes, I am. I don't mind paying a little bit more if it means keeping the farmer in business. And, I don't, and frankly, Vince, where does all this beef come from? Like, from Mexico, Canada, here in America, Australia? Like, there's just, farmers are also competing against the international agriculture concerns as well. Just not between corporate and Mother Nature, but also from foreign suppliers that may be all under these, globalist free trade deals. I don't see what good comes from it.
Yeah, and it's really kind of sad because the cost of fertilizer is so high, almost $600 a ton. And, that's really, really high.
That's
so farmers
high,
farmers can't afford the fertilizer.
I thought it was like $300 a ton when I last looked at it.
Yeah, it's over here in Missouri, it's about $600 a ton.
But oh, my gosh. Yeah. No, that's inflation. That's inflation.
Well, petroleum is used in it, and for a while there, when we needed it, fuel prices were high and fertilizer prices were high. So a lot of farmers are just saying, I can't afford to fertilize my field, so they can't do that, so they can't grow the grass. They can't grow the grass. They can't raise the cows. And it's a cycle, and we're spiraling down. And it's a really serious serious thing. You're actually seeing farmers competing against farmers now in an aggressive way. You know, it's one thing to have neighbors that work to help each other, and they didn't think they were competing with each other. But now that grass is so valuable to feed the cows, that farmers are actually competing and trying to outmaneuver each other to get hay from other neighbors. It's kind of a ghastly sight, and I just don't like it at all.
Are they stealing hay, or
what they're doing is they're maneuvering their way in. Like, let's say you had a relationship with Farmer A. You and Farmer A had a relationship where you guys worked together, and you got some hay, and he got some benefit from it. And it was a good relationship. It was mutually beneficial. Well, another farmer could come in there and try to upset that relationship by wiggling his way in there to push you out so that you don't get the hay and he does. You know, what I'm talking about is long-standing relationships. That's the kind of thing that's happening right now.
You know, we are turning into a third-world country like India. There'll be a water well, and someone else will go and tap in that well, and the boy would run to his mother, "Mommy, Mommy, our neighbor is stealing water from the well." And then you're going to have these lifelong generational family feuds going on. And it's really turning into a third world country, even in the agriculture sector.
And that's exactly what I'm talking about.
And this is going on like Hatfields and McCoys, generational affliction.
Yeah.
In the heartland.
Absolutely. I'm not kidding. You know, I wanted to buy some hay from a man that I've been buying it from for many years. I don't buy very much hay, but every once in a while, you know, we'll have more cows than we have grass, and you know, we'll fill out the need by buying some hay. And so I called him, and I needed to buy several thousand dollars worth of hay, and he said, "Well, okay, I've got a couple things I have to do, and you know, it'll be this weekend." Well, this week went. Weekend turned into a couple weekends, and it was really kind of precarious because there were other people jockeying for the hay that he agreed to sell to me. And you know, it's really an uncomfortable situation. Now, of course, he did deliver. It worked out just as he said it would, but there was a delay in there. There really was a delay, and I think what happens is farmers really want to hold the prices that they agree to. But what's it like when you agree to sell hay for $35 a roll, and other people are offering you $50 for that same hay that you just agreed to a long established relationship for $35. Now, at the time that it was $35, that was the price. But because of the demand in the next couple of weeks, it's now $50. So it's really an unsettling kind of environment right now for farmers. $50 is too much for 900 pounds of hay.
Well, this is where you're seeing premiums supersede personal relationships, and I think in your neck of the woods, people in the agriculture sector probably, you know, go back for family generation of cooperation and mutual agreement, and just like everything else, you're just seeing these values out the window.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Fortunately, right now the values are still holding for the most part, but there are some greedy farmers that are trying to take advantage of the situation. And the reason I'm mentioning this class is this is the good times. Things are pretty good right now compared to the way Frank and I see them in the future. You know, this is where everybody's friendly. And the fabric of society is starting to come apart and unravel right now. So, Frank, you don't see good times ahead, do you?
If I did, I wouldn't be on your program.
I agree. I think we're headed toward
we need to get the word out, and you know, I just want to imply to your listeners that, you know, I'm not a doomsday cultist that sees doom and gloom and everywhere. But if that is what I do see, and people are seeing this with the erosion of family values, property values, monetary values, and you're just seeing this erosion. And people who know erosion, it doesn't end. It doesn't end. It's like, you know, the ground always seeds way to where the river is. And until there's that dike put in place, we're going to be continuous. And to put that dike in, it's going to take very, very hard decisions.
You're right, Frank. And Frank, I have received a number of emails asking about mining stocks. And I know you don't want to talk about specific mines. Can we talk in generalities what's happening with, let's start with the junior miners. And let's define really quickly what a junior miner is. And then let's talk about what's happening with junior mining stocks in general, if you don't mind.
Well, right now, junior miners are generally under pressure because, first of all, they don't produce anything. They have they're largely exploration companies that have found reserves, and the question is, can they raise money to carry on and do exploration, and you know, put the property into production? And you're seeing companies that did a whole bunch of groundwork over the last 3 years during this gold rush, and now you're looking at them being bought out by majors at like ridiculously low prices. And, you know, and I don't think that's healthy. What happens in...
Frank, hold that thought, and let's talk more about that on the other side of this break. Frank Underhill, we're talking about junior miners and the marketplace. I'm Vince Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for long and healthy life.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Frank Underhill's with me. We're talking about survival economics. And I just wanted to mention, Milo Carter is going to be with me this afternoon at 3 o'clock. We're going to be talking about chemical and biological toxins. They're all around us. And what you should do about them right now. Frank Underhill, we were talking about junior mining stocks. Let's continue. The larger miners are taking over the smaller juniors. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying, and unfortunately, they are snapping them up at, like, you know, base bargain prices. And, you know, incidentally, Vincent, we are looking here with a treasury, 10-year treasury, could go down to 1%.
Wow.
Who's going to loan money for 1% for 10 years? And basically, you know, and I think that's that there's so much panic where people are leaving equities. They're leaving really anything and just looking for treasury. But there's no safety in the treasury. When the dollar starts to tumble, then they'll be wreaking havoc on these notes, and you couldn't get out quicker. But, you know, I just want to say that the seniors, the producers that actually do produce gold, and, you know, I'm talking about generally, you know, members of the World Gold Council, they have been doing all right when you compare to everything else that really isn't there. And, you know, it's not going to take many, you know, 200-day point drops in the Dow to really unravel nerves. And there's a fear. And, you know, through monetary policy in this country and fiscal policy through government, Congress, nothing seems to be reassuring the American people. So things aren't going to get better.
Frank Underhill, what is the most serious threat to the junior miners right now?
The serious threat, number one, is liquidity and running out of money. And just like what you see in Europe with liquidity, there's no private investors to take on this national debt to keep Spain going. And just like you see with the junior miners, a friend of mine up at the Canaccord brokerage up in Vancouver told me that 80% of financings are all off the table. So if you're a junior and you didn't raise money during the good times, you'll have a zero chance of raising money at this time. But there are companies that have raised money that at the peak of these markets that are sitting on cash reserves, and they have money to keep their operations running and exploring for reserves. And that's where people need to be looking, which ones have the cash. And well, if you can raise money now, you're looking at crazy terms for raising money, hard money for exploration. And like I said, if it wasn't done last year or the year before, it's probably not going to be done any time this year or early in the first half of next year either.
So, Frank, as we look at mining stocks with the absolute requirement for precious metals to be part of our society, manufacturing, gold and silver are used in everything that that affects our lives. I'm very serious. I mean, I can't think of you take gold out of the equation and our economy will crumble because we use it in computing and so forth. And same with silver. How precarious
we use it? Sorry.
How precarious are the miners, the junior miners right now? Are they going to survive or are they?
If they don't have money, they'll probably have to be looking at joint venturing their projects, mm-hmm. and having to share in the wealth if there is wealth to be had. But look, they are okay to the degree that you have $1,500 gold right now and you have silver over $20 an ounce. So they have that working in their favor. But again, all this can change very quickly if there's direction that these economies can pull up their bootstraps.
Frank, let's talk about this some more next week when you come back. Frank Underhill, Underhill Securities. If you'd like a copy of his newsletter, just send me an email, vince@usafairs.com. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Thank you so much, Frank.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com.
Freeze.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.